Well, good morning. This is a wonderful day that we're celebrating Father's Day. You know, the Bible is full of wisdom. Wisdom is God. And in Proverbs chapter 4, talks about a father's wise advice. Now, it's a little lengthy, but we're going to try to do it. It'd be Proverbs chapter 4, verses 1 through 27. Proverbs is a wonderful book. Hear God's word. My children, listen to me. Listen to your father's instruction. Pay attention and grow wise, for I am giving you good guidance. Don't turn away from my teaching, for I too was once my father's son, tenderly loved by my mother as an only child. My father told me, take my words to heart. Follow my instructions and you will live. Learn to be wise and develop good judgments. Don't forget or turn away from my words. Don't just turn your back on wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, and she will guard you. Getting wisdom is the most important thing you can do. And whatever else you do, get good judgment. If you prize wisdom, she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will place a lovely wreath on your head, and she will present you with a beautiful crown. My child, listen to me and do as I say, and you will have a long, good life. I will teach you wisdom's ways and lead you in straight paths. If you live a life guarded by wisdom, you won't limp or stumble as you run. Carry out my instructions and don't forsake them. Guard them, for they will lead you to a fulfilled life. Do not do as the wicked do, or follow the path of evildoers. Avoid their haunts, turn away, and go somewhere else. For evil people cannot sleep until they have done evil deed for the day. They cannot rest unless they have caused someone to stumble. They eat wickedness and drink violence. The way of the righteous life is the first gleam of dawn, which shines ever brighter until the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like complete darkness. Those who follow it have no idea what they are stumbling over. Pay attention, my child, to do what I say, and listen carefully. Don't lose sight of my words. Let them penetrate deep into your heart, for they will bring life and radiant health to anyone who discovers their meaning. Above all else, guard your heart, for it affects everything you do. Avoid all perverse talk and stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet, then stick to the path and stay safe. Don't get sidetracked. Keep your feet from following evil. God's wisdom in chapter 4 of Proverbs. You know, parents generally do all they can to meet the physical, the emotional, and education needs of their children. And Proverbs suggests that the most important asset that we can impart into our children is a hunger for wisdom. And unlike intelligence, personality, and talent, wisdom is not our genetic makeup. We must learn it from God. We begin to be wise when we are reverent towards God and His Word. So parents, teach wisdom and model good. Judgment is awesome when it's followed by the Word of God. Leave the children an inheritance that they so desperately deserve and need. And as far as valuable than gold, the book of Proverbs and the wisdom of God will give you all you need in this life. May God add His blessings to the reading and the hearing and a little Ralphieism there in Jesus' name. Amen.